How will you be handling your campaign differently this time around?
Well, I've been campaigning for this seat for almost 3 years. I actually have gone out and worked with the constituents in all four counties. I've sat down with them. I actually have plans that are formulated based on recommendations directly from the constituents. Those plans are actually laid out in writing. That's number one. Number two, submit that plan to the public so that they can give you feedback. I believe in participatory democracy.
Tell me about your main focus during this election cycle.
Jobs are the foundation of an economy. Without those jobs, you don't have a revenue stream to pay for a sound and solid educational system. You don't have the revenue for the critically needed public services that we need, such as fire and rescue, or even our social services. So all these things I am focused on right now are for our jobs creation, which will help build all of our other critically needed programs.
So do you have any specific plans to spur job creation?
We need to offer those incentives on the state level. So here's what I want to do. You own a manufacturing company you're thinking about bringing here. For your first 5 years, I would want to see you receive a 0% state income tax rate. For the following 10 years, you would receive a tax rate of 5%. Build in fail-safe here. It's got a sunset. At this time, it ends, period. Two, all of the money that you save on that on those taxes must be used to either re-employ people, expand your footprint, purchase modern equipment that will make you competitive, and must be North Carolina-based. You must agree to headquarter here.
And what are your other top issues?
One is our manufacturing jobs, bringing those back from overseas. Two is education. And three, our veterans. Right now, nationally, veterans are at almost a 50% unemployment rate. Almost 50%.
Do you have any ideas to help re-employ veterans?
One, as I have a plan that is it's like a two-for-one deal. Now, let's say you own any type of company and you are willing and you have a job that is publicly listed and a veteran comes in to apply for that position. If you, the veteran, are coming to apply for that job and the business owner agrees to train you and put you back to work, every penny that that employer pays you, they could use as a 100% deduction on their state corporate income taxes. Then the following position to be filled, they may use that same money to help reemploy a non-veteran.
And circling back to that second priority you mentioned, how would you work to improve public education?
In this state, we have come to a point of where we have a schools-to-prison mentality. We spend more money on incarceration than we are on educating. My first goal is to bring our teacher salaries up to the national average, not this 25% plan that they got with the four-year mandatory contracts that have no protections for the teachers. You need to have someone who's going to go in there who's going to fight for a teacher. Teachers are surrogate parents in many regards. That teacher should not also be held accountable for the failings that the parents are not providing their child.
Danny Hefner, thank you for joining us today.
Thank you. I do appreciate it.